City Radio.
Hey, thanks for coming out to Chicago tonight. Special thanks to the bartender, because she fucked us up.
This is what happens when you drink too much.
Hey, bartender! You go, girl. You go. You got it going on. Anyway. Hey, all right, here we go.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We got a fun special show, all live tracks coming at you tonight. We got the lovely new girl Jessica, Sean Bedlam, and Jess Cunningham. Let's get the show moving right with Blank 77.
1, 2, 3, 4!
All right, that was Blank 77 on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, if you haven't heard, been drinking a little early tonight, a little fucked up already. Got a special all live episode, all live tracks. That right there was, of course, Blank 77 with Search and Destroy. That was coming off one of the BML Live Presents. But we'll talk more about that in a second. Let's say what's up to the Pogo crew. And let's introduce the ladies first. The lovely rude girl, Jessica.
What's up, Pogo people?
And we also got lower class Jess. How you ladies doing? All right, now it's the first time we got lower class Jess on the mic. You guys very
familiar.
Yeah,
I was gonna ask that.
With the lovely rude girl Jessica, and of course we got my man Sean Bedlam. How you doing, Sean?
Oh shit, what's going on, Pogo City? I was really looking forward to this episode.
Me too. I'm shit faced. I was looking forward to it. I'm shit faced.
I was really looking forward to it like all week. Because I worked like a long week at work, and then I had a feeling Jess was going to come over and hang out. It's always cool when we get new people on the show with us.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
so
let's
a
fucking
right.
hang out.
Damn fucking
drink some fucking
right.
beer.
That's
vodka.
Right.
That's what
so
we do.
Let's get right back to the tunes so we can drink some beer and we can drink some motherfucking vodka. And we're going to go to the Singles and Rarities album with The Virus here. Now, a lot of people, the Virus actually, their second album is a Singles and Rarities, which is, you know, not that common. It's rare itself. Now, they only had Still Fighting for a Future before this. But by the time this second release of the Singles and Rarities came out, they had already had 7 different bass players. There are 7 bass players listed in the jacket of the second album, which is why they did a rarities album, because they had so many lineup changes. Now, this here live song coming off of the Live from CBGB's recording, here's The Virus covering The Angelic Upstarts.
This next song's a cover. It's by The Angelic Upstarts.
Thank you.
All right, that was the motherfucking virus on Pogo City Radio. Now, if you guys are regular listeners to the show, you would know my man, Sean Bedlam, doing some big boy things and buying a goddamn house in the Highlands.
Yeah, I did that. That's a thing.
Now, Sean having a little housewarming party, from what I understand.
Not so little anymore.
Yeah, I know. Sean got a little drunk last night and a little crazy with the invite list. I was like, God damn, Sean's having a fucking rager, yo. This shit's going to be off
We're
the hook.
He came here today
like, dude, I fucked up, dude. I don't know what I did, man.
Fucking. Yeah, I was a little drunk and I invited a little
Yeah, I started drinking and then I was like, so when do we want to have a housewarming party? I was like, man, let's make it like next month because I told people it would probably be in June. And so I started making the event or whatever on Facebook and whatnot. And then I invited like almost like 70 people. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, this isn't
good. My wife's going to kill me. And then Sean hits us up. We got like our little fucking private like Pogo crew thread. You know what I'm saying? And Sean hits us up and he's like, so like, we're like, is this like an adult party or like, because we all have kids? And Sean's like, oh no, we're having a fucking adult party. And we're like,
Rager!
Fuck yeah. And then fucking hits me back. He's like, oh wait, shit, my son's gonna be there. I don't know, maybe you should bring your kids.
Really, Sean?
And like, Sean's like, I forgot I have a kid.
Like, are you retarded?
No, I forgot drink that I invited one. The people that would probably
so
be
now it seems like
him.
So then I made a poll on our little Facebook thread of, like, should there be no children at the party or no children at all?
No children at all, I think.
And then we voted. So it doesn't look like there's going to be children at Sean's little house destruction party. So we're going to move out to Pittsburgh and hang out with some of those commie motherfuckers in Anti-Flag with Spaz's house destruction party for my man Sean Bedlam.
I want a tiny little story, but what if it went all right, but went all wrong? I want a tiny little story, but a party in the song. Hey!
Fucking right, pig.
This doesn't suck your body. It was chaos.
All right. That was Anti-Flag coming off the Mobilize album. And it's funny because we don't really play Anti-Flag all that often. But as soon as it came on, all three of us were like, I had this album, I had that album. And started talking about listening to Anti-Flag in like
guilty
fucking
pleasures.
Ninth grade. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not proud that I know all the words to the first three albums, but
I
like,
do.
I totally do.
Yeah. You gotta die, it's gotta old. Die, gotta die for your government.
I mean, the Mobilize album was pretty cool. I mean, it was half of a new album. You know what I mean? It had like 12 new studio tracks when it came out. I'm going to say like 2003, 2004, some shit. And then the whole second half of the album was all live tracks. And then the very last song, which was kind of cool for a live album, they took all the fucking talking and shit like that from in between songs, and they put it all on the last track, like just one like straight through loop of Justin saying like fucking with the crowd and shit. It's pretty fucking cool. I always loved that name, Justin Sane. I didn't even get it like the first like seven times I read it when I was a kid.
It's pretty easy,
but
to
yeah,
figure out,
I was
man.
Like, oh, Justin Sane, yeah, just. Insane, like
I,
oh
I got
shit!
It the first time,
fuck you, fucking Andy Flag.
Andy Flag, yeah.
Pathetic.
You gotta get in the mic more.
Pathetic was the
pathetic.
Drummer.
Pat the drummer, yes, absolutely. All right, now actually, we had some of us did well. Me, because I don't know where the lovely rude girl Jessica disappeared to. Now, lower class Jess, you're not here regularly. Jessica comes in, says hi on the mic, and then just disappears. And doesn't come back. And but last weekend we were all supposed to go, but me and Rude Girl Jessica were the only ones, and Devil John, able to make it. We headed down to Mike Blank's pogo party.
We're gonna dance our asses off.
Going down at the Montclair Vegan with Johnny Baby's Hot Sauce.
Yeah,
fucking.
I wasn't there. You got to tell me about that.
It was
a
good
fucking
time.
It was a really good time.
See, now,
it
was supposed to be a dance party. And Mike was like, nobody's dancing. Why is nobody dancing? There was a shit ton of people there. Everybody's just hanging out. It was kind of like being at a show without a show. It was just one long interlude. It was fucking cool. You know what I mean?
A long in-between sets
yes.
type deal?
Yeah, interlude.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly. It was fucking like plenty of fucking people were there. We were hanging out with Rachel and Pat, you know, Drew Getz and Violent Society, fucking Gabe
Matt.
And Matt from the Oi Scouts, Andy from Broken Heroes, all the Blanks, of course, fucking Chad, Thora, Tim, Mike, Renee, fucking, it was a good fucking time. We were hanging out with Johnny from Head Wound, talking to Head Wound, trying to come out and get him to do another show. We'll see what
Woo-hoo!
Happens. We'll see what happens. Trying to get a pretty decent pogo show on the horizon, but nothing for sure yet. Got to do some like sweet talking. You know what I mean? Got to talk these old motherfuckers into fucking playing again. I'm telling you. Fucking Blanks' 30-year anniversary is coming up in like 2 years. I'm telling them they got to get a show with the Wretched Ones. That's what
yeah.
I want to see happen.
Yeah, that, I would love
that.
That
would be awesome.
And Niblick.
Yeah, and thank you.
Yeah, and
I was Niblick. Fucking talking
to
Harpo.
Come
he
on,
was
Harpo.
Saying, Harpo was saying, yeah, I want to do a show or so every year. And he was like, that's what they were doing last year. He's like, no, I don't fucking feel like doing that. And Larry lives like down south or something. I don't know. But I'm sure. Why the fuck not? They all got to come around. And we
if
get
you
one
make it,
awesome
you
show.
Make it out like far enough in advance they can make
that's
plans.
What we got 2 years yeah, I think that's pretty
exactly.
far in fucking advance.
Well, they did that Oi to the World show
in Stanhope House.
Yeah,
yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was just talking to him about that, but let's get back to the tunes. You guys can catch Blank 77, Submachine, Violent Society, The Parasitics, and
Atomic Cretins.
Yeah, Atomic Cretins. You will find them somewhere. But you guys can catch them all June 2nd going down at the Kung Fu
we'll
Necktie.
We'll all be there.
We will all be there.
Yes,
here's
we will.
Submachine now coming off another VML Live 7-inch, which we will talk about after this track. Here's Submachine with Too Mundane live on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
What the hell I can't know it's not the
Right, all right.
A little late there. Didn't see the end of that song coming.
But
that was Submachine, and once again, you can catch them with...
Violent... Holy shit, I was muted that whole fucking time. Fuck all you motherfuckers.
I may have f***ed up here.
All right. Now,
Riggity, riggity, wrecked, son!
Now that I have all the mics unmuted, remember, you guys can catch Submachine, Blank 77, Violent Society, Parasitics, and Atomic...
Cretans.
Atomic Cretans. Cretan Hop, Andrew. Cretan Hop.
Gabba Gabba.
Cretan Hop.
Gabba Gabba.
All right, but you guys can catch them all June 2nd going down in Philly. Kung Fu Necktie. Be there or be motherfucking square.
How many people out there like the drink?
Now, that's the only fucking question I got for you guys out there tonight, and that is...
How many people out there like the drink?
How many people out there like to drink? Let's get to Mr. GG fucking Allen and the Scumfucks coming off Hate It in the Nation with Drink, Fight, and Fuck.
I feel like the drink. Not too many of you don't like to drink. You don't like to get really fucked up. That's too bad, I do. You know, if people don't like to drink, or fight or fuck, you don't like to drink, fight, or fuck, this is a GG Allen motto. Drink, fight, and fuck. This is what I preach. I'm not religious. I'm not political. I don't care what fucking Reagan does, I don't give a fuck. I want to drink, fight, and fuck. Ready? One, two, three, four!
We like to drink and party hard. We're not afraid to fight, not afraid to die. We like to fuck any girl we do. We're not ashamed of the things that we do. Drink, fight. Drink, fight, and fuck. Give me a bottle, Jack Daniels with you. Stay out of my way, gonna slap you. Give me a fucking clutch, I don't care who. Drink, fight, and fuck is what I'm gonna do. Drink, fight, and fuck. Drink, fight, and fuck, leave.
Motherfucking legs and rock and roll right there, motherfucker. That's right. All right, everybody. Gotta remind you, gotta take you motherfuckers to the free plug party. Gotta remind you guys to go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityMotherfuckingRadio. You know what I mean? Minus the motherfucking part. So it's GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio. Go leave us a big-ass donation. If you guys like the show, come hook us up. Ultimately, trying to be able to go live again. That would be fun. So go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio. Hook us the fuck up. Also, make sure you guys hit up
PogoCityRadio.com.
That's right. Hit up PogoCityRadio.com. Start motherfucking pogoing with us. And remember, you guys can always catch us on Google, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Player FM, wherever the fuck podcasts are found. Come give us a like, subscription, a share. We appreciate all
boobies.
That shit. We had the chance boobies. To catch boobies. The unseen, who we haven't seen in like 15 fucking years, yeah. Fucking 3 weeks ago. Lower class Jess was there. Rude girl Jessica missed that one. That sucked.
But unfortunately,
fucking Sean Bedlam was there too.
I'm really mad I missed it.
Hell yeah,
like
I was there.
Night.
I got to sing "Are We Dead Yet."
Sean was up on stage singing "Are We Dead Yet."
I
got a picture of Mark handing
Mark,
him the microphone.
And Mark hands me the microphone. I was like, "Here, man. Like, you know the words."
It was like being 15 all over again. You know what I'm saying? All right, and at that show, they closed with Halloween. So let's head over to the Sound of Rebellion, Volume 2, and get Mark on scene singing Halloween originally by the Misfits on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Pogo, never!
This is Funeral Dress on motherfucking Pogo City radio, by the way.
Pogo!
That was Funeral Dress with the Pogo Never Stops. Let's stick with the same album, The Sound of Rebellion, Volume 2. And this time, let's actually play The Unseen and Halloween.
There we go.
The song's called Halloween. Thank you.
Talking about the fucking party that went down in Brooklyn a couple weeks ago, The Unseen with Violent Society.
Woo-woo.
And just talking about fucking crowd surfing there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, right? Getting thrown down, landing right on your feet,
almost
right?
Almost landing on
That's
your head,
no
getting
good.
Fucking pushed back up right on your feet.
Yep, it's a 50-50 chance. Like,
yeah.
I was up there twice. See, me, I'm a little bit older, and even when I was younger, I just want to be right up front and singing the microphone. That's all I want to do. I don't give a fuck about dancing and moshing. I do like crowd surfing.
I like
but
doing both.
I don't do crowd surfing till the end. Because I want to sing in the microphone every time. Like, that's what I want to do. Every
Listen
chorus.
To me.
And yes, exactly. It's all
I
about
me. I want my voice
me.
To be heard.
It's all about me.
I like doing all three of those things. I like getting in the pit. I like standing up front and singing in the mic, which I did.
No, I
didn't
like
the
pogo singing in the mic and
crowd
surf. Yeah. But, I mean, one time I landed directly on my feet.
Stage diving and crowd surfing, not just... getting well, someone to pick me up.
Well, like, yeah, I'd rather. Every time I crowd surf, I stage dive.
And then I crowd surf.
Yeah, that's how I do it. But fucking, one time I landed directly on my ass. It's 3 weeks later as of tomorrow. I still feel that shit.
Ouch.
Every fucking morning. It's fucking ridiculous. Finally starting to subside a little. Now we got another track. This is our third track. And these are all different albums, but it's our third track coming off a VML, which was, I don't remember what the fuck it stands for, but the L is live. All right. Now, I had a couple of these 7-inches. I had the Blank 77 one, the Casualties, I think I had Submachine, and what they were, I'm pretty sure it was out of fucking Chicago, Illinois. And I don't know how much you guys know about mixing, but as you can tell, for example, the track we just played, Halloween by The Unseen live in Japan, that recording definitely coming directly out of the mixing board. That shit is very clean. You know, it's a high quality. It's coming directly out of the mixing board. What VML used to do was they would set up condenser mics, which are what we are not using. We're using live performance mics. But they would set up condenser mics, like a mic that like Elvis would sing out of, a mic you would record out of in a studio, and they would place them throughout different spots of the crowd to purposely not get the sound of the clean mixing board, because it's not really a live track sometimes when you're coming right out of there. You know what I mean? They really wanted to get the sound of the amps and the crowd and all that, so they would set up 3 or 4 mics throughout the crowd, and when bands would come through town, they would record them and then release it on a 7-inch. So let's get to another one of those now. Here's the Sloppy Seconds with Your Sister.
I know you're gonna fuck my sister.
Back in 1983, we had a single released called England Belongs to Me. This is the B-side to that song. This is called Argy Bargy.
Oh, bro, you got some motherfucking cocks bar on.
Started off like any other show. Sunday nights on the radio. Terry played the songs he wanted to hear. And Terry said there's no one else in there. They gave it all that he had to give. They said it was his only reason to live. But we just listened to the rock and roll. Terry the DJ's radio show. They gave it some of that. Giving it all the chance to give it some. But what do you think of that? Came the evening of the Marlin Row. The other found out, I don't know how. You know they tried to lock us up that night, and we were ready for a fight. Well, Terry came on to the year of 10. He set the field for waiting for us in. Down at the black boy they were there in force, and he was right of course. He gave it some
Margie.
Giving it all to Jack. He used to give it some
Margie.
What do you think of that? You what? Mm-hmm. told him that he better change his song. I said to tell him that the kids are wrong. I give him one more Sunday night to get it right. That was a night when the girls don't cry. That was a night when he said goodbye. Because no matter who paid him, Terry never told us a lie. He only gave us some RG, RG, giving it all to Jack. He used to give us some RG, RG. What do you think of that? He used to give us some RG, RG. But he gave us plenty of sand. He used to give us some RG, RG. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? No, Lord. We have to be careful. Because when it gets hot like this, our drummer's got a tendency to pass out. So if the old boy at the back suddenly falls over, just bear with us.
Just bear with us. I remember, yo. Bear with us. I had a fucking job back when I was a carpenter, you know what I mean? And fucking my boss jumped in my pickup truck, and I had that fucking Running Riots Across the USA, the album that track comes off of. And I played it, and I played that song, and he... My boss was just like, what the fuck are you listening to? And I remember between one of the other tracks, he's like, let me introduce you to a bunch of fine fellows. And my boss is like, what the fuck are you?
He's like, what the shit is this?
Yeah. And fucking Sean's sitting over here. I see a lot of this on the internet, and it angers me. This anti-cockswall rhetoric. Fuck you. Fuck you and all you bitches with your anti-cockswall rhetoric. Jake, my man. Jake 40 Ounce. You know I love you, dude.
But fuck you with all that
anti-cockswall rhetoric, my dude. Fucking ain't right. And I extra special love the blue stuff, by the way. I extra special love the blue stuff by cockswall.
Andrew, we should play some Verruckers.
We're only playing live stuff. Fuck the Verruckers. Here's the Exploited with I Hate Cop Cards coming off live on stage.
All right, the fucking Exploited headlining Fuck You, We Rule okay this year. Exploited headlining that show. I know they wanted the Oi Scouts to be one of the headliners, but they couldn't get the date. That would have been fucking sweet if the Oi Scouts were on Fuck You, We Rule.
I really want to go to that fucking fest out there.
Dude, last year was the shit, though.
Dude,
I'm not even going to try and
go.
2 years
no,
ago.
I didn't, but just the lineup. I'm not talking shit. 2 years but last
ago.
Year, I definitely
I definitely, if I would have had the money then that I had when these tickets went on sale, I'd have been there in a heartbeat. This year, I don't know. Not so much. I fucking love a global threat. I definitely do. I've seen him like three times. I'd like to see him a fourth.
I ain't trying to fly to Oklahoma.
Two years ago, definitely. Special Duties was headlining. Fucking.
All I know is last year it was like Blanks, the Casualties, lower class brats, and like, yeah, no. Anytime that happens, I'm trying to be there.
I want to say that was two years ago.
I still stand firm on I don't think Blank 77 should be able to play anywhere I can't drive to.
All aboard!
if I can't make it, it's not fair. Yeah, it's not an official Blank show. I'm sorry.
There is no God.
Yeah, it's not real. It's a bootleg Blank show. So I still maintain the stance that they can only play places that I can drive to, unless they want to fly me there, because I'll totally fly to fucking California. It's fucking hell yeah, LA invasion, punk invasion.
On a plane with like and what was the other show? Band?
Then they did those 3 days with the Oi Scouts. Oh my god, did you see those videos?
That LA invasion?
LA punk invasion, when it was just the two of them, they went over for 3 days. They did LA, San Diego, and some other fucking band. What was it? Fucking Corrupted Youth.
Yes. Corrupted Youth.
All right. Yeah. And fucking that shit was fucking from the videos, dude. You can't even see the bands. Like Gabe, motherfucker's like 6'4". You can't even see him in the video because there's so many goddamn motherfucking people on the stage. We're gonna get to the Oi Scouts in just a little bit, but before that, we've been telling you about June 2nd with Blank 77, GBH, Submachine, Parasitics, and Atomic Cretins. Fuck yeah, give it up for Andrew. First time I remembered that shit. We also got to tell you about a little show going down June 22nd. New York Relics going to be opening up, doing another reunion show. They're going to be opening up for GBH, who we're going to get to now, with a 1988 release, live in Japan. Here's Alcohol. Pogo City motherfucking radio, by the way. Got a motherfucking classic right there. GBH and Alcohol.
Alcohol.
Yo, the not live version, the studio version of that song, what the fuck is that?
Oh, that
shit
thing,
is
yeah.
weird as shit. Yeah, I fucking love that version, though. That's like one of my all-time favorite GBH songs right fucking there.
I like that song. It's not one of my favorites.
Oh, no, it's definitely. That version of it is definitely one of my favorites. Now, we're going to get to something that we like to do around here called the Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
What's here?
All right, shit, that's cool. Right. The Pogo City motherfucking wild card, where we play something a little off format.
Ooh,
see,
I'm
this
intrigued.
Is my fucking show, right? And I do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
I'll play whatever the fuck I want, whether you like it or not. Now, on this special live version of
Pogo City Radio,
we're going to get to a live wild card right here. Going to go back in time, throw on some, I don't know, maybe Adidas or some Pumps, something like that, and start, you know, spinning around on the ground a little bit to DJ Kool with Let Me Clear My Throat.
J. Cool and Ducky Fresh, rockin' to the beat, cause we are the best. We got Ducky Fresh and Biz Markie, hey. Rockin' to the beat and the place to be. We got Biz Markie so and what? DJ 20, so yeah. Hit me with the horns and make that money. I can get busy.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
You know that I can do it with the mic on my hand.
Yeah.
You remember that? Oh, I want you. Yo, that is fat. Tick tock, tock, a dick, tock, a dick, tock. No matter what I say, it always come on fire. The ladies in here, you're like fruit in a cup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Yo, Dougie Fresh, my fella, my man. Yeah. Get on the mic and do the best.
Sexism, baptism, we survive. Don't like, order my faithful supporters.
standing at right now, and it's all good in here. Make some noise. So, check the flavor of the rhythm I roll. While I got a chance to let me clear my throat.
All right, that was DJ Kool on Pogo City Radio, and this week...
Wild Card Bitches!
What's here?
That's right, that's right. We always got to be plugging Always Sunny in motherfucking Philadelphia.
We're going to dance our asses off.
Those are like my two favorite things on the planet. Three, I don't fuck... I'm fucked up. I like Always Sunny and fucking...
I may have fucked up here.
Rick and motherfucking Morty.
Those are my motherfucking...
Half the fucking samples on the board are always Sunny and Rick and Morty.
I saw some fucking Rick and Morty socks at the store earlier today.
Awesome.
To buy them.
I think, honestly, I have to be the only person in the world that doesn't really like Rick and
Morty. What?
Oh,
boo.
No.
Well,
can't
what's worse, not
it.
Liking Cox Bar or not liking Rick and Morty?
Totally Cox Bar.
Ha ha. All right. But yeah, yo, I was at Utopia the other day, which is the one of the local head shops around here. They got a full Rick and Morty bong set now, right? And it comes with multiple bowls so you can use your dry herb. I was like, I don't really fuck with that dry shit, you know what I mean? And they were like, oh, well, you can get the wax in here, and it comes with a different attachment for the wax. And fucking, it's got Rick and Morty fucking
fancy,
like their faces on them and shit. It comes with like a little wax mat, which I guess is like, I don't even have a wax mat, but I have plenty of wax. But I guess it's like, it looks like kind of like a fucking mouse pad, and I guess you just throw your wax right. I don't fucking know how the fuck it works, but like they got like this mouse pad or some shit with Rick and Morty on it, the bong, the different bowls, and fucking something else is in there. I think some cases and shit, but enough of that fucking shit. Let's get right back over to the motherfucking punk rock. Head out down south, down to Austin, Texas. With them motherfuckers in the lower class brats who, from what
yeah.
I hear, are in Hawaii this weekend.
Yeah,
doing some gigs. Who are they out there with?
Way out west. I don't yeah. even know.
They're out there with somebody.
They have to be, right?
I don't even... I know it's west, but it's... I would just call
That's
it the Pacific.
Far west.
Yeah, I would just call it the Pacific at that point. You know what
they're
I mean?
They're out there in the ocean.
They're out there on volcanoes and shit
they're
with black
not
sand
here.
Beaches.
That's all
yeah, they're
matters.
Definitely...
Shout
not really
out to
not
all
on the East
the
Coast.
Palm tree and volcano punks out there.
This one's
Hawaii.
For the palm tree
punks.
This one's for the palm tree punks on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Let's get to the lower class brats with a live version of a song originally coming off Rather Be Hated Than Ignored on Punkcore motherfucking records. Here's a lower class brats for lower class Jess with Sex
yeah.
Sex Violence.
This is about the time of the show where I start getting really sweaty and start thinking about girls. So this one goes out to them. Suck, suck! With the song, I'm all alone, staring at the bizarre tool. My mind stands on the phone, stands on the phone. A little closer, read my thoughts. Fuck yeah, that's it.
passion, aggravation, to break our head. Your health has to be paid. The battle was fought, be lost. But it's only violence, sex and violence, untied knots.
All right, everybody, that was the Lower Class Rap. Now, as we are doing this live episode of Pogo City Radio and listening to the Lower Class Brats, now, Jess was saying, Lower Class Jess was saying that she had never seen the Lower Class Brats. I have seen them.
So upsetting.
Yes, it is, definitely. I've seen them quite a few times. I fucking love them. They're one of my all-time favorite bands. I'm not even going to lie to you. My password that I have on everything for online has been, I'm not telling you the whole thing, but it's been the same password, right, since I was in 11th grade. I had to change one character in it because after 11th grade, I broke up with this girl and she had all my passwords and started fucking with all my shit. But pretty much, all right, since I was in high school, I've had the same password, and it definitely incorporates LCB in it. Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you, like, LCB is definitely part of the password. It's three punk bands, all with three letter acronyms, in the order of which I've seen them when I was young. So ain't nobody figuring out. It makes no sense. It's like nine letters and a couple characters, but Lower Class Brats, definitely
part of it.
Online passwords. Everything. Yes, it's incorporated in all of them. But what we were really talking about, Sean said, what the fuck is up with all these bands not playing the East Coast? And you know what? I talk a big game on Pogo City Radio, but you want to know why these bands don't play the fucking East Coast? Because you motherfuckers don't come out on the East Coast. Nobody comes to the East Coast because it's too fucking expensive to get here, right? And then none of you assholes show up. And it's your fault. I'm sorry. If you weren't at the last show, if you weren't at that Menace show that Lower Class Jess was just talking, it's your fault that they're not coming back because you don't come. Motherfuckers, everybody in the punk scene, oh, fuck this and fuck that, and nobody can make any money. Sorry, guys, it costs money to get plane tickets to fly from L.A. to fucking Philadelphia. That it costs the money. You have to show up.
You want to contribute to it, too.
Absolutely.
Like, you want to be a part of
that. That's what I'm saying.
My response to all this was, if there's at least a handful of bands I can think of off the top of my head from the West Coast that if they played out East once in a while, I would definitely go fucking see them.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah.
I mean, Lower Class Brats, they, like, relocated out to the California and shit, and, like, they're in Hawaii, which is what started.
Not even just the West Coast, not even, like, California specifically, but, like, Jess
Salt Lake City,
Jess
Denver.
The Chernobyl babies who are from Michigan, they don't play
around. That's not all that far. That's nowhere near as far.
That's my point. Not even that far west. Yeah. Like, Michigan is, like, a 12-hour drive.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they don't play.
Do you
want to
know why? Because they'll come and fucking 30 people or show up.
I would,
you know what I mean?
Go see the, like, Chernobyl babies if they were playing in fucking Philly. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So, like, even other bands like Revolt and shit like that.
Yeah,
I'd go see Revolt. Do you think those motherfuckers can afford to come from Utah to fucking Philadelphia, Allentown, Newark? No, the fuck they can't. And none of you motherfuckers are going
to
show up.
Fucking money
Absolutely. Yep. Motherfuckers don't want to buy a fucking $12, $15 ticket. Well, then the bands can't come because they can't afford to get here.
I like this fucking band that much. I'll fucking spend that $30.
Absolutely.
To see them because I like them that much.
No lie, right?
It's worth it.
Absolutely.
You got to fucking be able, you want to support.
Absolutely. I went out.
Mad if you can't support them.
After Mike Blanks' Pogo Pit, we were hanging out with Andy from fucking Niblick and the Broken Heroes and shit like that. And fucking, we're all hanging out, and he was saying that he was playing some show with a band that he used to be a part of that no one's ever heard of. You know what I mean? Like, when he was, like, younger. You know what I mean? And he was like, they were playing in fucking Whitehall or some shit the next morning. Or not the next morning, the next afternoon. So everybody's like, oh, yeah, maybe we'll head out to that, right? I went to this shit, right? I brought Evil with me. I got there way too early. There was fucking Bryson from the Bunch of Jerks there setting up, and, like, nobody else. You know what I mean? I was there for fucking an hour or two, and there was nothing going on yet. I was like, fuck, my Dory was getting cranky. I had to leave. But still, even at that show, I didn't see one band play. I didn't see one fucking band play. And pretty much every band that was going to play, I've seen multiple times. I still put $10 in the goddamn basket. Mm-hmm. Didn't see one band play. Still put $10 in the basket because you got to support the scene if you want it to continue. And yes, you know what else you guys can do? Yes. You guys can go to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio and support the motherfucking scene. Sign us over that goddamn paycheck, motherfucker. That's right. That's right. Give us your money. Give us your space. Fuck yeah.
All aboard!
All right, let's head across the pond. We're talking about bands coming from the West Coast. You know how much it costs to come over from Europe, asshole? Start going to these fucking shows, East Coast. Here's the Foreskins with ACAB.
Yes.
Fuck off, Al. The boys in blue don't miss out on our dedications. ACAB. All coppers are bastards.
Mark right now, but we're gonna do a little Pogo City encore. And I ain't talking no cheap fucking encore. I'm talking at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more songs. We're gonna give you motherfuckers 6 more songs, staying on some bonus time tonight.
What?
And why the fuck not, right?
An extended edition.
That's right.
Of Pogo
this is
City
this
Radio.
Is the rare LP. You know what I mean? This is the rare LP. All right, but since we got so many tracks left, let's just get right back over with them. Now, this band right here, I have seen live before, and I ain't gonna lie, it was one of the best live shows I've ever been to in my life. It was the first time I ever got to see Blank 77. The Cuffs were also doing a reunion, and so was Bomb Squadron. So I caught
all three of those bands.
Wasn't even old enough to be in the motherfucking show at a bar in Philly. God knows how long ago. Fucking loved it. It was packed. It was crazy. It was insane. Here's a Bomb Squadron with Flick and Ducky's House.
This is a song about a place where they let us drink.
There's a place to step into. If you drink, go ahead and do. Don't take pressure, not invite. Cause we all came to drink tonight. Pump your skin to famous homes. Grab a beer and take a look. Get that bottle up to my mouth. I will not forget the sound. It's all we did. It's what we like to do. Go to freak and talk yourself. And put back a few. It's all we did. It's what we like to do. Roll around in broke guns, through the dead so we can dance. All these fights are so much fun, you stop by up on the ward. Seated in our Lord's head, hope these times they never end. Have another drink of pride, there's a problem stuck outside. It's all we did, it's what we like to do. Go to freaking get doggies out and put back up here. It's all we did. It's what we like to do. Broken bottle, cigarette, 40 ounces, no regret. Going down, party time. Get hammered, with friends of mine. Drink a six pack, drink a few. Doesn't matter what you do. Going down, party time. Get hammered, with friends of mine. We love to drink, and we love to get smashed. We love to drink. And we like to get smashed. Four. There's no place to send it to. We have no drink to let it do. Some take months to start a fight, cause we all gave no drink tonight. Once the skins are getting strong, grab a beer and sing them all. If that fall up to my mouth, I will not forget this out. It's what we did. It's what we like to do. Throw the flick and doggies out and put back a few. It's all we get, it's what we like to do.
Oh, boy, that was Bomb Squadron with Fat Dave from The Virus on vocals. Now, remember, Ian, starting out. Ian from Video Massacre. Haven't seen them in a while, but we were doing plenty of shows with Video Massacre. Ian from Video Massacre, the original singer of Bomb Squadron. And if you ask him, he was just some asshole who sang. That's a direct quote. He was just some asshole who sang. And he says Fat Dave took the band to a whole nother level. And that was Fat Dave on vocals there. Fat Dave being on the last two 7 inches. And let's get to another band that we like to play on here frequently, taking it back to New Jersey, the great state of New Jersey. And got to get to some people who you guys can go into the archives and check out the Pogo City 1 year anniversary. So you're going pretty far into the fucking archives and find three hours live with the Oi Scouts. One of the most chaotic shows Pogo City Radio has ever fucking had. So go back, check that shit out. Let's get to the Oi Scouts with Bernard on vocals. And a live track with Fight to Live covering Blitz.
All right, it's cover time.
All right, it's called Fight to Live.
Cover by Blitz.
Last weekend. It's funny, like, how different is Matt from Gabe? Like Gabe.
It's like night and day.
I know.
It's fucking night and
Gabe's
day.
Like all like fucking like redneck. Fuck,
like
I don't give a fuck.
Like,
yeah, he's
like,
fucking. Hey, Gabe is big as
is
fuck.
Fucking big.
I stand next to him and I'm like looking up like, Jesus Christ, dude. And fucking Matt is like, I don't know, 110 pounds, 5'3", like the quiet,
you,
artistic type. You know what I mean? Like real deep and emotional and sweet and sensitive. And Gabe's over there telling
like
inappropriate
in pod,
jokes.
Though.
I know. And they're like best fucking friends. It's great. Opposites attract, I guess.
For sure.
You know what?
Well, that makes me think of their song, the Bleeding Hearts.
You know what's funny? Every time I see Gabe, who is very Second Amendment friendly, every time I see him talking about like pro guns and shit, I'm sitting there like, I guess you didn't write guns are for cowards and war is fucking sick. To fucking, I'm like, cause this is a little contradictory to what you were singing about back in the day, my man. But yeah, that's just me reading too far into song lyrics.
Yeah, don't do that, I guess.
Yeah, I find all them little things. But let's get to another one of my teenage favorites right here. Especially when I was in high school. We didn't like hippies. No hippies. We
so
don't
many
like
casualties
hippies.
Covers.
We don't
casualties
like hippies.
The casualties coming.
Yes,
back
I sense
the
casualties.
We probably covered like 10 casualties.
Yes, we did.
When you're 15, who doesn't
love the fucking
love
casualties
fucking
with their giant
the
fucking ridiculous
yeah.
hair? All right. Okay, now let's get to another VM live production right here with the casualties and Kill the Hippies.
This is an anti-hippie song. We don't like hippies.
All right, that was the casualties. Andrew Bedlam getting real scared there real quick because the levels, all the levels from the past hour and 11 minutes, with the exception of that last song, disappeared. And,
no.
Yeah, Andrew got a little worried.
I smell shit.
Worried.
You guys
smell
that?
It was
Jesse,
like,
smell
it
smells like
back.
Shit. I think Andrew might have shit his pants.
Oh, I did. Yo, I will never forget the time. We had fucking Black Cat here, right? Fucking motherfucker. See, Jess, that shelf over there? That didn't used to be there, and it's just the plug. It's a really weak plug. And Cat moved his chair and knocked the fucking plug that has everything,
both
mixer boards, all three computers, all the preamps.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Unplugged everything, and it all took a shit. We were like 48 minutes into
Did
a show. Like I was like Jesus, fucking. I was pissed, man. I was mad as a motherfucker. And that was back. We used to do 3 shows a night. And it used to be a little bit crazier.
Yeah.
A whole lot bit crazier. There used to be some crazy bitches here.
Just
some crazy naked bitches.
Yeah.
And there used to be some crazy shit going on up at Pogo HQ. Definitely. Definitely calm down.
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little
definitely got back.
Like a
a little bit more about the music now.
Yeah.
a little bit.
It's still controlled chaos.
It's not just a whorehouse anymore, though. Yeah.
We like the controlled chaos that is Pogo City HQ.
Yeah, that was a fun times. Oh my God, go back and listen to that Oi Scouts episode. Holy shit. That's all I gotta say.
Something to do later.
Yeah, definitely something to do later. That was a fun time. All right, we've been doing a couple cover songs, and we're gonna do one of my favorites here, and we're gonna go out, hang out with Animal and the Anti-Nowhere League.
Yes.
Going to Europe, live in Yugoslavia, covering the Rolling Motherfucking Stones with Paint It Black. And I want to paint it black. Alright, well, we got two more for you. We got two more for you. That's coming off live in Yugoslavia. Let's get to one coming off Young, Loud, and Snotty. The only live track on the album, of course, coming straight out of CBGB's. Let's get to the Dead Boys with Hey Little Girl.
Little girl, you don't have to hide nothing no more. Tend to nothing that has been done before. cash, you see. Start to get away with the going out on me. All the girls did it, didn't think of nothing new.
Of the Dead Boys. I had a blast at the show. I thought it was fucking great. They sounded amazing. And yeah, so if they come around by you guys, I know they're still hitting the road a little bit. Make sure you check them out because it was a fucking blast. It was awesome. I got pictures of Jess with Cheetah hanging on the walls, pictures of Cheetah playing guitar and shit's fucking awesome. Hanging out with motherfucking Cheetah Chrome, Bowery Electric. That's fucking. Fucking sweet right there.
Yeah,
like, let's,
hell yeah.
Yeah, let's be real. Yeah. Absolutely. It was. It sounded amazing.
Of course.
They did. They sounded great. Yo, Johnny Blitz. Mm-hmm. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Motherfucker can still drum like a motherfucker.
Oh.
He didn't miss a goddamn beat. I was like,
hell yeah.
And dude, the sound system was great. Like, the drums just sounded mm-hmm. awesome. That was really what stuck out to me was the fucking drums. It really... really was.
Hell
and
yeah.
Now we're gonna get out of here with this next one. It's kind of a long track. We're coming up on
an
hour.
It's Andrew's specialty.
Yes. we're coming up on an hour and a half right here. I have been all about Chaos UK this week. All right, now Chaos UK was one of the first British bands I ever got into. Chaos UK and Blitz, and I fucking love the Farmyard Boogie. The Farmyard Boogie. None of your crap. I'm working class. I works on me farm. I sees he and he sees I. I love the fucking lingo. Cider I up, landlord. I don't even know what the fuck that means, but I know it has something to do with getting shit faced. And it's fucking awesome. Cider I up, landlord. Cider I up, landlord. He always says I. Never I. says me. Mm-hmm. It's always I. I sees he, and he sees I. It's it sounds like a fucking pirate or some shit. It's fucking awesome. This song is one of the longest songs we have ever played on Pogo City motherfucking radio. We're getting out of here now with it. Here's Chaos UK from 1988 with Farmyard Boogie. Thanks for checking us out. Remember to go to PogoCityRadio.com and GoFundMe.com/Pogo City Radio. Tune in next week.
Later, Gators.
See you guys.
Fuck off.
Fuck off and die. Maybe I should unmute the track. How's that for fucking up the ending of a phenomenal show? Way to go, Andrew.
Good
Way
job.
To drop
Good job.
The fucking ball. Oh, well, God. I'm killing
Again.
It right now. Killing it. Killing it. Killing it. Here's
third,
Chaos.
Third time's a charm.
Right there. Absolutely fucking right. Chaos, the general. Farmyard Boogie.
And here's Mr. Adrian Barry Rice on vocals singing the Farmyard Boogie.
So it's a bit of a wet farm. Anyway, this next number is called Farmyard Boogie, and we are in the band, the boys in the band, dedicate this number to young Taff over there, or over wherever he is. Can't see a bloody thing. Candles. Anyway, it goes something like this.
Whatever's on the number, no one ever saw the plan. Whatever's on the number, no one ever saw the plan.
talk to you since you're talking.
All aboard!
Thank you. Good evening.
Pogo City Radio.